recently in Carmarthen in South Wales. School and work were out and everyone was getting ready for the weekend.
Hello. I make a podcast. I've got a recorder. I think I can guess where you're going, but you can tell me for the tape.
Just to get chips. For
Friday night chips?
Yeah, basically.
Have you got other food at home and then the chips are going to go with it?
Yes.
What's waiting at home?
For them, they're just having nuggets. I think I'm just going to have something quick, like sausages, some bread, you know, chip sandwich.
Is this Friday night treat?
Pretty much, yeah.
What was your week like?
Busy, you know, stressful, working and everything. And
what do you do? You're very full of beans for a Friday night, might I say, jumping bean.
Always full of beans.
What do you do for a job?
I'm a software developer.
Ooh, that's interesting.
So I make websites and different types of software to use.
Tell me about Carmarthen. It's my first time. Good place to live?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Very quiet, you know, quite rural. So I'm not from here originally, but I've lived here about 10 years now, so I know what it's like. But there's not a lot here these days, and there's less and less every year, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, like, especially since COVID, everything's just disappearing. So it's getting more and more, like, required to travel around.
Okay.
So, like, if you want to go to certain shops or get certain things, you need to go further afield, like Swansea and places like that.
Okay. Did you come here for the job?
No, I actually moved here not long after I finished school with an ex-partner at the time, and then just stayed here because I don't like living in big, busy cities. I quite like it quiet, so yeah.
Yeah, just quiet. So Friday night treat, chips. Then what time is bedtime? Am I allowed to ask?
8 o'clock.
That's on school nights. On the weekend, it's kind of flexible.
Yeah.
Depends how it goes. Play it by ear.
Oh, that's all right. And how old are these two, just out of interest? I'm going to guess.
5 and 7.
Almost 6 in a couple of weeks.
Oh my days, that's big news.
25 sleeps until my birthday.
And what am I allowed to ask you with my recorder, what is on your birthday list, if Daddy says I can? Yeah.
What do you want for your birthday?
I can't remember.
Chips? A cake? A party?
Full of excitement.
Happy birthday for 25 sleeps time.
Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks. You too. Bye. Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Hello. Sorry. You're carrying a cake and you're carrying flowers. So I'm just wondering where you're going.
I'm just going to my family friend's house. They're having just a little dinner. And I feel like we always show up empty-handed. So it's nice to just kind of bring something.
Yeah, so this time we were like, we should bring something. Yeah.
Bring something to say that we're grateful. Yeah.
Yeah. I was expecting Welsh accents, I have to be honest.
Yeah. No, I'm from Canada.
What brings you to Carmarthen?
I'm at uni. Here, so yeah, I'm doing an exchange here just to finish my degree.
Okay, what's it like?
It's good. Yeah, I really, really like it. It's very different. I'm from a very big city, so it's very different. Small town, the accents are wild.
they are.
Can you understand?
Yeah. Well, at first it was a bit difficult, but then after a while, at first it was a bit difficult, but at some time you get used to it, and then you just go along.
Yeah.
I'm from the Netherlands. I'm not from Canada, but I've studied in Canada at the same school where she was at. So.
So did you meet each other in Canada, or did you meet each other in Wales?
In Canada.
In Canada.
Oh, you weren't like
super close
there.
We were in the same class, so we were in a different class, but now we're in the same class.
And what are you studying?
Acting.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool. So ambitions are what?
To act, yeah.
To become an actress. Yeah, to be employed as an actress, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's it like then, being at college, studying, performing? Is it performing arts you're doing? What's that like?
It's the best. I think theatre school is the best. You just learn to be a better human being, a better actor. It's just, so many skills are involved in it.
What do you mean, a better human being?
I think you just learn all about, like, how to connect with other people, and it's never about yourself, it's always about the other person. So I bring that into my daily life as well.
Makes it sound like a generous practice.
Yeah, totally. Totally is. It can be selfish, but those aren't the right people, you know? Yeah.
So interesting. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the same. Like, since I've been here, I've made so many connections. Like, people in the industry, like theater industry, are so just kind and like warm, And I think that's really nice to bring into your life too, like, you know, in your normal daily life. And I really just enjoy traveling and meeting new people, learning about their cultures. I feel that, like, that brings a lot of personal growth, you know, knowledge.
And tell me about the moment when you realised, I want to do that. Was it something you saw, something you watched, or was it always in you, the performance?
Oh God. I think, personally, I started acting when I was very young, and then I kind of quit when I was, like, 10 or something. And then when I finished high school, suddenly the idea of acting came up in my mind, and I told my parents, I was like, I want to act. And they were like, you have not acted in like 10 years. But yeah, that was just something that I went for immediately. And now we're here.
What about you? Yeah, same thing. I was acting, I think I started when I was about 11. And my dad, he's an actor and a writer as well. So that was kind of always in my family a little bit. And then I just kind of started classes and then never stopped. So I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's really addicting. And I just love this feeling of being on stage and like collaborating on stuff and playing a role and
storytelling.
So much fun.
So that's really interesting. I think I have some ideas about what it might be like to be an actor or an actress. And part of that idea is like the adulation, but you've mentioned none of that. It's all about the process. That's what it seems like you're describing.
Yeah, I think so. I think the process is super, super fun. It's never about, for me, like how people view me, because obviously, like, I'm not famous at all, but like, I'm here, I'm studying, but yeah. Like, it's never about that. I'm never like, oh, I want to be seen as this. It's always like how I feel, and I'm always like striving for the feeling that I get on stage or creating or collaborating with other people.
Favorite role so far, or most profound experience of what you've just described?
Well, I had to play a crow. I don't know if that was my favorite role, but that was like the weirdest one. I literally got we had a choreographer come in, and we were calling him the crowographer. He called himself that. It's like he had studied crows. It was crazy. And he was teaching us how to walk like a crow. It was insane. And then I had to stand on stage and like dump myself with water while people were like doing this intricate movement piece. That was crazy.
Oh. Can you still call like a crow?
I won't. I'll leave it to imagination.
No, but I feel like with acting though, so you do so many crazy things.
Yeah.
And we don't see it as like crazy anymore. But I feel like if people watch us from the outside, if they would watch us like in class, they would be like, what are they doing? Yeah. What is going on? You have no idea.
It's just so normal. Like, I feel like with my flatmates, I go home after a day and I'm telling someone about it, and it's like, so it just comes out being like, oh yeah, like I crawled around on the floor for a little bit, I don't know, I yelled at some people, it was fine. And they're like, what? I'm like, oh right, that is normal to me. But yeah.
Oh, thanks for talking. I saw you checked your time, you're expected somewhere.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Have a nice evening, enjoy the cake, there's a lovely flowers. Thank you,
bye.
A special hello to the crowographer mentioned in this episode. I love the sound of your work, but I can't help thinking about Schitt's Creek. If you're enjoying the podcast and fancy being part of our production, I'm always really grateful for a cup of coffee when I'm out about recording. You just need to click the support button on our website at whereareyougoing.co.uk. Thanks to Jesse, Kath, Sean and Anthony who did just that. My name's Catherine Carr, and these episodes are made by the team at Loftus Media.